Learning from the past, Matarangamāori knowledge can help people to gain a better understanding of the land and the processes which shape it. This knowledge is helping scientists with hazard research and planning. When the ancestors of Māori first arrived in Aotearoa, they would have discovered a land that was very different to their homeland. Māori had to adjust to colder temperatures, different weather patterns, and rugged land. To survive, Māori had to understand this new land. Māori developed a detailed knowledge of environmental features and processes. Oral histories and traditions. There are many oral histories and traditions which record knowledge of past natural hazard events. These accounts can help indicate areas of risk and increase our knowledge of how the land has changed over time. Place names. Often Māori recorded their knowledge of a place through place names. For example, Rangipo means place of darkness, downwind of the volcanoes of Ruapehu, Tongariro, and Naroahoe. Tohu, signs or indicators. Māori traditionally used environmental signs or indicators to measure, monitor, and identify changes. These tohu were often used to make decisions about the safety of activities, when to plant and harvest food, and prepare for floods, storms, or droughts. One example is if pukeko was seen moving to higher ground, then a storm or flood was coming. Talk to your whānau about their experiences of natural hazards. What can you learn from these conversations?